So, Russell Pierce, state senator from Arizona, primary sponsor of SB 1070. I gather the headline this morning for you is part of that law is in effect today, right?
Absolutely, the major part of the law. I mean, this is a pretty outrageous decision, if you think about it, by Judge Bolton, apparently looking for her appointment to the Ninth Circuit Court, because what she tried to do is emplace Obama policy in a court decision that has no basis in law. She ignores the 5th, the 6th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th Circuit Courts that have basically ruled on this, and a 9-0 landmark decision called Mueller versus Meany in 2005, 5 years ago, said law enforcement have a right to ask anybody they have contact with and don't even need reasonable suspicion.
All right, the senator.
So the law will go into effect today. It is effective. No more sanctuary cities. No more sanctuary policies in Arizona. The law will be enforced. That part stayed in place. And if you pick up a day laborer, you'll be arrested and your car impounded for 30 days.
All right, taking out for the moment your suspicion that Judge Susan Bolton wants to be appointed to the Ninth Circuit there in San Francisco, it does seem that in retrospect, the decision in SB 1070 to make a federal civil infraction, immigration infraction, a state criminal law was a bad idea.
No, it's actually a very good idea. And again, she ignores case law and she ignores the Constitution. Had Congress wanted to preempt the states from enforcing federal law, they could have used what are called their plenary powers. They've never done that. Absent that, the states are bound by the United States Constitution Supremacy Clause to enforce these laws. All we're doing is taking and furthering congressional intent. This is a battle that happened in another bill that I wrote in 2007. The same pundit sued, the same left-wing open border crowd sued, you know, on employer sanctions. A felony to hire them, and we went after the license. In addition, E-Verify, which is a voluntary program on the federal level,
sure,
we mandated in Arizona. Everybody might choose, and they argued the same argument. We prevailed a unanimous decision at the Ninth Circuit. We'll win on this one, too. The pieces she put on hold. But the main thing is, people understand, it was a victory for Arizona. We moved the marker forward. All sanctuary policies are eliminated. If they're not, the citizens can sue. They may not have a policy that limits or restricts law enforcement in any way. And if they do, the citizens of this state have a right to sue their government. We the People still stands in Arizona.
Right.
And it'll be a $5,000 fine per day for as long as that policy stays in effect.
But can I revisit just the issue of SB 1070 transforming a federal civil infraction into a state criminal law? I mean, there isn't a lot of precedent for that.
That's a lack of understanding of federal law. Under civil federal law, it is a crime. You can still get fined. You can still go to jail. It is, you know, people need to understand that. I mean, the myths that continue to be put out there do great damage to the rule of law. You know, I mean, even Sotomayor would have voted for this. This is an outrageous
decision. We'll find out. You may be in a position to learn that over the next...
Oh, I hope we are. I beg for this fist fight. I want to go to the Supreme Court. We'll win in a 5-4, maybe a 6-3, could even a greater decision than that. We will prevail. This was written to go to that battle. It was written to go to the Supreme Court. It's a battle way overdue. Enough is enough. Phoenix number 2 in the world in kidnappings, the home invasion, carjacking, identity theft, capital of the nation, if you will. Robert Krentz, a friend of mine on the border, murdered right during the debate of 1070. 12 Phoenix police officers killed and murdered and maimed by illegal aliens. Enough is enough. Arizona's not going to take it. We're going to do something really novel. It's called enforce the law.
Well, you know, let me ask you, one of the provisions that, as you said, did get left in was the provision against sanctuary cities. You yourself have accused Chandler, Mesa, and Phoenix, the largest city in the state, of being sanctuary cities. What do you foresee happening now that that provision is in effect?
Well, again, sanctuary cities, so people understand what that is. That means that's a policy, that's a city that has a policy that restricts law enforcement, puts conditions on law enforcement enforcing the law. They're illegal under federal law, 8 U.S.C. 1644 and 1373. They're actually illegal, but the federal government doesn't sue them for violating the law. They sue Arizona for protecting our citizens and enforcing the law. Outrageous. In fact, part of her decision was that we think it may be too big of a burden for the federal government if we start making all these calls. How outrageous. $750 billion on a TARP program, buying up banks and car companies and everything else, but we don't have enough money to do your constitutional duty?
Okay.
It's absolutely outrageous.
No,
those policies will end as of today. Those policies go away or the cities will be sued.
All right, but it's not really going away, Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce. I mean, in a sense, and we've talked about this on the program, there's a backdrop of fear here. The fear of the people that you're addressing in your law who believe that illegal immigrants are responsible for violence. There's the fear of illegal immigrants of being sort of picked up and sort of deported. Is that a good backdrop for creating realistic federal law here?
This is people who fear it because the law is going to be enforced. It's like the drunks marching down the street because you decide to arrest people who drive drunk.
Are you comparing illegal aliens to drunk drivers?
I'm comparing it to a crime. Illegal is not a race. It's a crime. And Arizona didn't make illegal illegal. It's already illegal. And I'm saying, like any other crime, it's meant to have a deterrent effect. That's the purpose for law. They need to be worried. We're going to enforce the law. You know, enough is enough. I'm tired of people who defend lawbreakers over lawkeepers and ignore the damage to this country. In Arizona, $2.7 billion a year just to educate, medicate, and incarcerate illegal aliens. The taxpayers, the citizens, the victims of crime have had enough. And even those good people that come here, and heaven knows, there are some people looking for a better way of life that cross that border. It's still illegal. But taking jobs from Americans, 26 years.
All right, the jobs that it's hard to get Americans to do. Senator Pierce.
We're raising kids they don't know how to pull a rope on a Briggs & Stratton engine. But those are not jobs Americans won't do. Their jobs have been undercut and undermined by a third world invasion.
No, you made that point well. Before we go, under a minute here, do you support extending these efforts? Some people in your state have called for actually creating checkpoints to escort people across the border who have been rounded up. Do you support that?
Well, I haven't seen that report yet, so that's hard to say. I don't believe in roundups. I believe it's traffic stop at a time. Simply enforce the laws. It's illegal to enter or remain in the United States in violation of federal law. I want the laws enforced. We don't need immigration reform. That's the code word for amnesty in Washington, D.C. We have good laws. We need immigration enforcement. Go after illegal employers. Take away the free stuff. Take the handcuffs off law enforcement, and they'll go home
Their own. Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce. He's loving this fist fight that goes to the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, SB 1070, part of it in effect today. Senator Pierce, thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.